Turn to Ezekiel 47. Verse number 1. Afterward, he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood towards the east, and the waters came down from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward, and behold, there ran out water on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the water. The waters were to the ankles. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through, and the waters were to the loin. After he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Then he said unto me, these waters issue out towards the east country and go down into the desert and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the water shall be healed. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come hither, for they shall be healed, and everything shall live whither the river cometh. Amen. Glory to God. We sing that song all the time. I'm alive in the river. But I don't know if everybody understands what we're even singing about. We become alive in the move, in the flow of God's Spirit in the church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just came from a place that's in the desert, mountains and desert. All you see is cactus and scrub brush, and you know, anything that is lovely has to have water. It's a precious thing. Glory to God. Jesus, bless the word. Bless the word. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Ezekiel saw this river which symbolized the moving of God's Spirit. The people of God at the time were oppressed, and this vision gave them hope of a better day to come. When we feel the presence of God, we have a greater outlook, a greater hope of what's going to happen down the road. Many apostolic interpret this to describe a coming kingdom where Jesus will reign on earth for 1,000 years and transform this earth into a paradise. But I believe that is more relevant for us today than ever before. Ezekiel saw God's Spirit move as a river. A river has always been associated with life, always associated with multiplication, refreshing, things growing around it. Glory to God. If you don't have the Spirit of God moving in the church, it's Ichabod. God has removed his candlestick. He has removed his spirit because of a couple of things. People aren't living for God any longer, and they're not anxious for God to move in their life. We've all experienced the flow of God's Spirit that touches us and gives us life and refreshing. Eden, where all life began, had four rivers flowing in its midst. Not a coincidence. People are drawn to coastlines and riverbanks. Those properties are sought after. They cost more. People are attracted to rivers, to water. Most of the big cities are around big portions of water, if you will. A church without the life giving presence of God will not survive. It won't grow. It won't flourish. The river flowed from the temple in Jerusalem, and as it flowed, it grew wider and deeper. We want to have a deeper experience with God every time we come to church. Along its banks grew trees, multitudes of fish. The waters brought healing. The river's destiny was to the Dead Sea, and the Spirit of God always flows to those that are in need of new life, new hope. It's always flowing towards us, not away from us. God sees where each of us are, and he knows our condition at any given time. He knows what we need before we ever ask. And God directs us to a river of life flowing in the church. His purpose is that we gather together and there is a flow of God's Spirit within the body of believers, not just one here, one there, you see. Earlier in Ezekiel 9, God's instructed an angel to mark the foreheads of those who sighed because of the abominations in Israel. He instructed the prophet to take an ink pen, and when those people who are living in that society so oppressed and the abominations that were going on, to mark their forehead with ink, appointing them as they're doing right, you see. How do we feel about all of the corruption that's going on in the world today? We can become so callous to it, like, okay, that's just the way it is. But God's looking for somebody to sign, say, hey, that's not the life, that's not the world. I will not enter into that at all. So God sends hope through a river of his Spirit. When everything is dying around us, God's Spirit is causing us to become alive and excited about what's going to happen tomorrow. If we're not feeling as alive in God as we once were, the answer is simple. Just get into the river. That's it. Get into the Spirit. Hallelujah. Breakthrough. Breakthrough. Now, it's a wonderful thing when we prepare a service and music and singers and all that takes place in the church so we can be refreshed. But you can break into the river at home, at work, wherever you are. You can get as deep as you want with God according to the scripture. Turn to Romans, the 8th chapter. Romans chapter 8, starting in verse number 8. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. You're in the river. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken or make alive your mortal bodies. How? By his Spirit that dwelleth in you. You see, it's the Spirit that makes us alive. Hallelujah. So it's our obligation to get into the river or into the Spirit somehow. Nobody can push you in. You know, I've been in those meetings where, come on, let's worship God. It's not the way it happens. You can't just push somebody out of the boat into the water. They have to voluntarily want to get close to God, get refreshed for themselves. Hallelujah. Amen. The scriptures use the terms in this particular scripture, Spirit, Spirit of God, Spirit of Christ, all one and the same, and the Spirit is life. Verse 11, that Spirit of Christ shall also quicken, make alive your mortal bodies, how? By his Spirit that dwelleth in you. You know, the Spirit that is within us is going to be our ticket out of this place. It's going to cause us to be a part of the rapture. It gives us strength. It gives us the abilities to see things in revelation and all kinds of things. But it is also the refreshing that we need desperately on a daily basis. Amen. In the beginning of creation, the earth was without form and void. Pretty much a dead planet. Nothing going on here at all until God touched it. Sounds like a lot of us before we came into the church, kind of dead. Nothing is going on. No life at all. No interest in God. I come to church on a Wednesday, a Sunday morning, a Sunday evening, and people are cutting their lawns and they're doing all kinds of things. And I'm thinking, you have no interest in God whatsoever. And I guess I was there. But Genesis 1 and 2, second scripture in the entire book says, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Are you ready? And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and suddenly there was life. There's a lady here this morning who is so close to getting the Holy Ghost. First-time visitor. And my wife says, do you want to have this experience? And she said, absolutely, I want that. She felt alive in church for probably the first time in her entire life because the Spirit makes you alive, excited about God. A dead church service suddenly becomes alive because of the move of God's Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. I walked into a Pentecostal church as a dead spiritual entity. Nothing alive in me spiritually. I had some knowledge, but I wasn't alive. And I walked into a river of God's Spirit, which brought life to me. And that same river of Spirit kept me alive all of these years. Who says church is not important? The most spiritual individual in this church, take them out of the river for a few weeks. And now all of a sudden, I don't know if I want to go back. This pandemic has created a dilemma in a lot of people's lives because they had a legitimate reason for not coming to church. And because of that, they weren't in the river, they weren't quickened, they weren't made alive. And all of a sudden, it's a difficult time to live for God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a reenactment of the upper room that happens over and over and over again. It's our obligation to reenact that upper room experience over and over again. A river of Spirit flowed into an upper room and brought life and revelation to 120 people. God's Spirit moves us towards a new life, a brand new beginning. Ezekiel's vision showed a river flowing eastward from the temple. It mentions that three times in this scripture. East is the direction of a new day. Every day, the sun comes up from the east. Moses was instructed to build the tabernacle facing east, always in a new day. Every time you get up in the morning, the sun is coming from the east. It signifies there's something new for you. I don't care how old you are. Amen. Go to Psalms 46, please. Psalm 46 and verse number 4. There is a river the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, or the river. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Glory to God. Right early. He wants to give you a fresh day every day. Amen. Not looking forward to Monday? Not looking forward to Thursday? No, no. God gives you a fresh day, a new perspective all of the time. And when God's Spirit moves, it always carries us away from darkness into light. Amen. God's Spirit is moving us towards a brand new day, a brand new experience. Some perhaps thinking, hey, I've experienced everything there is to experience God. No, you can have a greater experience, a new revelation from God. I don't know how many times I've walked out of my office to say to my wife, I just saw something I have never seen before. For 40-some years I've been preaching, and now all of a sudden there's this new revelation that God shows me. It's exciting. Ezekiel's vision saw the river flowing to the new day. Jesus was crucified on Friday, but Sunday was coming. Hallelujah. But Pastor, I've been sick for a long time. Just get in a river, because the river, there's healing. Pastor, I'm going through some things, family problems and job difficulties. Sometimes I wonder if I'm even saved. Simple, just get back in the river. Hallelujah. Get as deep as you possibly can. Get over your head in the Spirit of God. Don't worry about what you see now, because if you can get in the river, hallelujah, the Spirit gives life, gives hope, changes everything, reassures us everything is going to be all right.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. I say it over and over again. You got to walk out of here different than when you came. You have to have a brand new experience with God every time you come into the house of God. You have a new revelation. God showed me something I had never seen before. Ezekiel's vision saw the river flowing into the Dead Sea. Everything God says and does has a divine purpose in it. It's just not to fill up a page in your Bible. The Dead Sea is 15 miles from Jerusalem, more to the temple, where the river was flowing. The temple sat at 2,500 feet above sea level, and the surface of the Dead Sea is 1,300 feet below sea level. It is the lowest place on the face of the earth. The water was flowing to the lowest place on the face of the earth. This will preach if somebody was listening, you know? So in the space of 15 miles, the river dropped 3,800 feet, and that is a drop of 250 feet per mile. It was streaming down to the Dead Sea. Remember, it represents God's Spirit rushing to us at our lowest point. I've got problems. Here comes the river. God's river is flowing towards you. Hallelujah. A new day. When we're at our lowest, there is a river bursting up from the ground. Hallelujah. And we begin to be alive in the river. Amen. I don't know about you, but after Sunday, it takes about 3 days before I get normal, according to the world. And I relive the song service. I relive the preaching. I think about what has happened to me and how I don't deserve the presence of God. It sustains me. And it's got to be more than just one meal, one little dip a week. James 4:8 says, draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh, or rush to you. Let's go back to Ezekiel 47 again. Ezekiel 47, in verse number 1, it says, afterward he brought me again unto the door of the house, and beheld waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward, for the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under, from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. You know, this is a prophecy of God's Spirit. The soldier came with a spear and cut open his right side, and water and blood flowed out. It was the beginning of a river that was going to flow to each and every one of us. Hallelujah. It ran out of the right side, as a soldier thrust the spear into his side. It was the fulfillment of Ezekiel's vision. Water and spirit flowing from God to the lowliest person on the face of the earth. For a brand new day, for a brand new beginning, for a brand new life. For healing. Take a look at John, the 7th chapter. There are some things that stick in your mind over the years, and I think it was Brother Jonathan Mackey who was preaching this message and used this scripture, and suddenly I saw Revelation for the first time, and the page of that Bible was soaked in my tears. And so John 7 and 37, it says, in that last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, I believe he screamed it out, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. You know, we need each other. You know, we all create the river here. There's a flowing and interaction between us. Before service, we all want to talk to each other. We want to associate. We want to have exchanges of conversation, but I believe that the river starts here at the altar. I really believe that if you really want something out of church service, you ought to spend some time preparing yourself for the service. Like God said to Moses, get the people ready. Have them wash their clothes because I want to speak to them. I think there's a preparation in every service that we need to not only come up here when we have song service, but I think we need to come up here for a preparation. Hallelujah. Stay till midnight. Talk to everybody that you want. But I think he is a priority in the church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Rivers of living water out of each and every one of our bellies. That river of life flowed into us when we received the Holy Ghost. And now we have that river of Spirit living inside us to spring up within us to give us hope for every day. You don't have to go looking for God. God's taken up residency in you. Amen. To give us strength in this troubled world, just like the conditions that Ezekiel was talking about, But church, we have to keep in the flow of the river of the Spirit of God. You know, the tendency is, this morning we had a move of God. And there are some people who are just satisfied with just that move of God. But we need to continue to be in that Spirit. Hallelujah. And that's why it's so important to be a part of every church service. I'm not going to change my mind. I'm a stubborn pastor, you know. I'm a German shepherd, you know. Because I know what's right. I do. I want to see as many people get to heaven as possible. Hallelujah. Now this is revelational. Now listen. God has never designed us to be a holding tank. You know, well, I got mine. Hallelujah. Going to sit here on the pew until he comes. He provides the inflowing of his Spirit as we share this life flowing to others. Out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. We have to exercise the flow of his Spirit. Jesus said in John 7:38, he that believeth on me, how, as the scripture have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water, or his Spirit. This water quenches the thirst of every person around us. If they could just get a little drink of what's happening in our life, you know. You run into somebody at the grocery store and they ask you about church, or they ask you about why you're dressed the way you are, or there's something about you. And all of a sudden, you know, there's a river of water flowing out of us to somebody else. We're not a holding tank. And now all of a sudden, man, I'm excited. I'm just overjoyed with God again, because we're giving out something instead of just, come on, Pastor, feed me. You know, it quenches our thirst. When Jesus spoke to the woman at the well in John 4:14, he said this, whosoever drinketh, ETH, mean continually, he that believeth and is baptized, not just believes once, but continues to believe, not just drinks once, but continues to drink of the water that I shall give him, shall never thirst. You're not going to have a problem with not being satisfied in church. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up on a regular basis unto eternal life. Ready or not, here I come. Personally, I think God's coming on a Sunday night. Ready or not, here I come. You see, notice that before he told her about the living water, you know what? Jesus asked her for a drink. Glory to God. What are we giving him? You see, oh, I want this, and I want that, and I want this. You know, it's our society today. We want a Santa Claus to give us everything that we want, and we don't want to have to really sacrifice for it. But what God is saying, could you give me something first, and then I'll give you this water that will cause you never to thirst again? We aren't a holding tank of God's Spirit. There must be an outflow to others to keep us refreshed by his Spirit. I don't think I've ever feel more alive than after teaching a home Bible study or witnessing to somebody. There's just nothing like it. If there is no fresh coming in or out, things become stagnant. And then, you know, Brother Mundy, do we have a special program that we can put together? Is there some special event? Can we get 8 evangelists in on a Sunday who, you know, do shirt tail preaching? Because we need to get something going. No, it's up to individuals to get things going in the church. Hallelujah. It then becomes more duty-orientated to church and even trouble living for God on a regular basis. Then the world has more influence on us. You know, it was easier to have church before all of this media, you know. I'm so tired of you know, people involving themselves in media, because what happens is there's all these different opinions that aren't supported by Scripture. We become alive in the river. How much alive is up to each and every one of us? Want to splash around a little? Want to get knee-deep? You want to get up your waist? Maybe we ought to evaluate, you know? I went to a restroom in Mexico, and they have this little board, and you rate how clean the restroom was, you know? You touch the button, and then they record it. Maybe we should have one in the back there that says, how deep did you get? Knee deep, waters to swim in. Are you over your head? Glory to God. Because God wants you to get deeper and deeper. There is no shortage of God's Spirit here tonight. Amen. I think sometimes we have the mindset of, well, when that special service happens, when that special evangelist comes, that's the time. You know, God is always anxious and ready every time we walk into the church. He's always moving to our lowest point to make us alive and refreshed, moving us to a new day, to a new hope, reaching down to your deepest need and refreshing you. Counseling, psychiatry. No, just get a hold of God. Just get a hold of God. Some of this stuff is just, it doesn't help you. Our last scripture, if our musicians come in Ephesians, the 5th chapter. Ephesians chapter 5, starting in verse number 18. It says, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to God. Give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Do you have that experience on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Friday where suddenly you find yourself singing church songs in the middle of the day? I mean, it should be a part of what we do, because we're a part of that moving of God's Spirit that makes us alive. Hallelujah. I don't know if you understand this or not, but you are a church service. You can have your own special. Glory to God. You can have your own preaching of God's Word. Hallelujah. You can find stuff in this book that is so absolutely incredible. You can have revelation in the middle of the week. Amen. Well, I'm not going to that church anymore. I'm just not being fed. Well, can't you feed yourself? Amen. Glory to God. This week, I saw this full-grown bird right next to its mother, I guess, you know, just fully capable of eating it. But it had its mouth open and flapping its wings. Come on, Ma, feed me, feed me, feed me. And you know what? The mom would not do it. No more handouts. You're big enough to eat for yourself. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Alive in the river. Would you stand with me, please? Glory to God. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. The altar is open. Would you come?